Okay, well, we're, you know, kind of into a regular season routine now with being a regular Tuesday. The players are off and we're working on our preparations for the Jets. You know, it's a team that's, we all know, made a lot of moves in the offseason. And, you know, we've seen the preseason games and saw last week's game against Miami, which, you know, was another solid performance like the Jets always give in all three phases of the game. And, you know, in the end, they made some plays kind of like we did to keep Miami out of the end zone on the last drive to win by a touchdown. So, you know, we've always had tough with the Jets. Last time we played them up here, it was another dogfight. And, you know, that's what we're expecting down there in New York again this week. So, you know, we've got a lot of work to do. Got to try to improve our team from, you know, where we are here in the early part of the season and you know, move forward in a positive direction and get ready for the Jets. It'll, you know, have a little different look with Brett and their quarterback. But, you know, there's plenty of changes besides that one, too, that we have to prepare for.
Coach, this is Byron Barnett from Channel 7. Just wondering, is there anything new on Tom Brady in terms of his condition or anything you can tell us?
No, I don't have any updates.
Coach, it's Rich Fahey, Associated Press in Boston. Matt Castle hasn't actually started a football game, we all know, since 1999. That the actual game experience, most people say, is very hard to simulate, but you've been you've praised him many times in the past for the improvements he's made in many areas since he's joined the club 4 years ago. What will it mean to get that game experience he had last week under his belt and then get another game this week? How much will that help him in terms of going forward where he hasn't had that actual game experience for so long?
You know, he started all four preseason games, and you know, he's played quite a bit of football for us. He did more than any other quarterback by far in the preseason, and it's taken a lot of snaps in training camp. So, you know, I think that's the best preparation he could have for this year. I mean, that it is what it is. I don't think there's anything, you know, more or less that can be made out of it, but he's had a lot of snaps this year and a lot of preparation, and of course that'll increase, you know, this week for the Jets relative to last week when Tom took the majority of the snaps. But I think that, you know, from an overall standpoint, going back to July, and even in the spring, he's had a lot of reps. So, you know, he'll get some game opportunity this week.
Bill, when game planning specifically for the Jets offense, how much do you have to go back and look at Favre over the last couple of years as opposed to looking at what the Jets themselves did last year?
You talking about like going back to watching him in Green Bay? Or?
Yeah.
I don't follow you.
Well, it just seems that there's some differences between what Favre did in Green Bay last year and what the Jets did offensively last year.
Well, right, but Favre's been, you know, he's been in their offensive system now for a month, so there's plenty of plays with him running the Jets' offense. I'm sure that they'll have some new ones for us on Sunday, probably like they do every week anyway. Even they did that when Chad was the quarterback, so I'm sure there'll be some new wrinkles in there, but I think that the majority of the plays that they've been running over the last month that we'll see, you know, some variation of those might not be the exact look that they ran against somebody else, but probably the essence of the play would be the same with a different formation or maybe a different personnel grouping or, you know, something to disguise it a little bit. But I think that's, you know, that's really what their offense is, and it'll continue to grow and they'll build on it, and we have no idea what direction they're headed in on that. That's just something we'll have to react to during the game, but I can't imagine that they would put in a whole new offense in 1 week when, you know, they've been working on that stuff for a month with him.
Coach, with Matt Castleman there, I guess, how does that – will that at all affect your game plan at all, or do you expect Matt Dooley just to step right in and continue with the same game plan you've been working with Tom Brady?
Well, again, as I talked about yesterday, we – change our game plan every week depending on who we're playing and kind of what the matchups are in each individual game. And even when you play the same time team twice during the same year, it changes from game to game because of the different circumstances, and, you know, there are always variables in each game. So Our game plan for this game will be what we think gives us the best chance to win. But that would be different from what it was the last time Tom played him anyway. And I think that's just part of the way we prepare. We'll try to set up the things that we feel like are best for this particular game against the Jets. That's what we'll go with. I mean, obviously, Matt is, there are some things that he's a little more comfortable with than Tom, and there's some things that Tom's a little more comfortable with than Matt. But I would say the majority of what we do in our offensive system that all the players have to run, the linemen and the receivers and the backs and the tight ends, that all of our quarterbacks can run that, and then we might modify a couple things a little bit, but I don't think it would be it certainly wouldn't be to change the offense.
Bill, just following up on Tom Brady, the no updates, is that because you don't have the information at this time, or you just prefer to keep it in house?
I don't have any more than what I told you yesterday, Mike.
Bill, you were adamant in saying that reports about Chris Sims and Tim Rattay coming to town for a workout were off base. There were reports that they got to town and you told them to leave, that the situation had changed. Any insight you can give us into what's going on there?
Right. They visited, but we didn't give them a physical. We didn't work them out. And I didn't even see them when they were here, so. But they did visit. They did come in, but we didn't end up doing anything with them. We sent them back.
So is it fair to say, again, I'm sorry, that you don't anticipate any veteran presence as another quarterback fill out the roster?
Well, we'll look at what our options are, across the board in every area of our team, and we'll look at whatever those options are and do what we feel like is best for the team. So I'm not going to say what we would or wouldn't do. I'll just say that we'll try to evaluate everything. We'll look at our options and make the decisions when and if we feel like they're advantageous to help our football team.
So is it fair to say anybody you brought in this week wouldn't really be of much use to you on Sunday? So this Sunday, at least, you'll be going with your two quarterbacks. Is that pretty much a done deal for this week?
Well, I think it would be hard to get a quarterback ready who hasn't been in our system. It would be hard to get him ready to do much in a week. I agree with that.
Okay.
Bill, can you comment on Jerod Mayo? Just going back to Sunday's game, it seemed like for a first game, he was out on the field for quite a bit.
He was. He was out there for probably, I think, just about all of it. Jerod's done a good job for us all the way through. I thought he did a nice job against Kansas City, and there's always room for improvement, but I thought he did a nice job. He was in all the different personnel groups and, running situations, passing situations, 2 minutes, short yardage, so forth. So, I thought all in all that they handled things pretty well. He's done that in preseason too, so that's just a continuation. I think that he's had a good, good background in our system. He's been out on the field. He hasn't missed time. He's been able to stay up with everything and execute it and run it out there. Dean and Matt Patricia, his position coach, have spent a lot of time with him, getting him ready, and he's worked hard to absorb a lot of information and preparation. And so I thought overall came together fairly well last weekend, and I hope we can continue to keep moving that forward in the right direction.
And on the quarterbacks, Bill, if you're considering bringing in a third quarterback, can you speak about how your decision-making process, balancing the idea of when a player has been in your system, there's tremendous value in that, versus someone who maybe is a highly touted draft pick but would be coming in and would have to learn the system cold, from step one?
We've talked about before, new players coming into your system, and there's no way to know exactly how that learning curve is going to go or the time frame that it'll take. There definitely is one. I'm not saying that, but the time frame of it is just, it would depend on the individual player and his background and how quickly he picks things up and how familiar that is to something else he's done and how many reps you can give him and a lot of other variables. So, you know, it's a long season. We got 15 regular season games left, so I don't think that bringing a player in and, you know, him taking 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever it is, weeks to be, you know, fairly efficient in the system is out of the question. So that would be a possibility. You know, he'd be looking more for a longer-term situation than something this week. So that's, you know, I wouldn't rule that out. I'm not saying we're going to do it either. We'll look at our options, as I said, and do what we feel like's best. You know, a player that has been in our system has an advantage of knowing the system and knowing the terminology and the operation and all that. And that may or may not be the best player for us. You know, that's, again, a decision that, you know, we'd have to make. You know, he probably would have an advantage in the short term, whether he had an advantage in the long term or not. That's, you know, that would be a point of discussion.
Phil, there was a report that Randy Moss might have put in a good word for Dante Culpepper. Do you put any stock in letters of reference from players on the team?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I think that if somebody has good working knowledge of a situation, that of course we would talk to them and take that into consideration. I don't think any player is going to, you know, head up our personnel department. I don't mean it that way, but would we, you know, take any source information and you know, take it into consideration? Yeah, of course we would.
Coach, assuming you've talked to Tom Brady, is there anything that you can share with us about, you know, his spirits or anything he'd like to sentiment to the fans or anything?
Oh, no, I think Tom can do that himself, whatever he wants to share and our feelings that he wants to express. I think that he can do that and would be better to do that than me trying to speak for him. So I'll pass on that one.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Thank you, Coach.
Okay, thank you.